Coming up next on the Holistic Wealth Podcast.
And in a world that's beset by so much war, so much going on in terms of a global economic crisis, people are suffering with high inflation. We have a teen mental health crisis. We have a loneliness pandemic. So many other issues going on. We have global health issues, racial issues. And it's so important that we take this day to reflect on what wealth really means, because every aspect of our lives is commoditized.
You're listening to the Holistic Wealth Podcast with host Keisha Blair, author of Holistic Wealth and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. And now, here's your host, Keisha Blair.
Today we have a special episode to kick off Global Holistic Wealth Week. And if you're listening into the podcast for the very first time, Global Holistic Wealth Day is tomorrow on April 9th, and we'll have another special episode on Global Holistic Wealth Day for tomorrow. But for today, we are kicking off Global Holistic Wealth Week, which spans the entire week, and we're celebrating holistic wealth for this entire week. Now, the Holistic Wealth Podcast is sponsored by the Institute on Holistic Wealth, and you can check out the website for a range of courses and resources there to help you live a holistically wealthy lifestyle. Now, it's so important that we take the time to reflect on holistic wealth and what it means in our own lives with our own families and really celebrate the day. And there's a new website. It's a globalholisticwealthday.com where you can check out the history and how this day came about. We launched the first Global Holistic Wealth Day back in 2022, and we have been celebrating every year since. It's now turned into a global movement. And if you've read the book, you might have an idea of holistic wealth, this concept that our wealth is so much broader than just our monetary wealth and our net worth, right? It also includes our mental, physical, emotional, spiritual wealth, in addition to our relationships and having a meaning and life purpose. And all of these combine to make us more resilient and able to overcome setbacks. Because as I often say, holistic wealth is the art of recovery from disruption. So welcome to this special episode of the podcast as we kick off Global Holistic Wealth Week. And today we are embarking on a transformative journey toward embracing abundance in every aspect of our lives. So as we begin this week-long celebration of holistic wealth, let's take a moment to reflect on what it truly means to live abundantly. It's more than just financial prosperity. It's about nurturing our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. It's about finding balance and fulfillment in every area of our lives. And in a world that's beset by so much war, so much going on in terms of a global economic crisis, people are suffering with high inflation, a cost of living crisis. We have a teen mental health crisis. We have a pandemic, a loneliness pandemic. We have so many other issues going on. We have global health issues, racial issues. And it's so important that we take this day to reflect on what wealth really means, because every aspect of our lives is commoditized. Every aspect of our lives is bombarded by stress, burnout, and we're operating under duress. And I think it's so important that we take a step back to look at our lives and to think about whether we're living sustainably or not. So each day of Global Holistic Wealth Week presents an opportunity for us to focus on different aspects of our holistic well-being and to take actionable steps toward greater abundance. So I'm going to do a breakdown for you day by day, and this is a day by day call to action. Each day, we can celebrate in different ways, and please refer back to this episode during Global Holistic Wealth Week. And also check out previous episodes of the podcast that are relevant for Global Holistic Wealth Week and relevant for you on your holistic wealth journey. And if you have a copy of the book, and that's the Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated book, or the first edition of the book or the personal workbook, which I think is a great resource for Global Holistic Wealth Week, then do draw on those resources in addition to the podcast. And really take the time for Global Holistic Wealth Week for yourself, a time of immersion in holistic wealth. And if you want to go deeper, absolutely check out the resources and courses on the Institute on Holistic Wealth. Now, day one, today is Monday. It's the start of Global Holistic Wealth Week, and we're calling this Mindful Monday. So for the first day of Global Holistic Wealth Week, it's Mindful Monday. I think it's a great day, the first day to kick off Global Holistic Wealth Week, to focus on mindfulness. And to do this, identify one area of your life where you'd like to see growth or improvement, whether it's personal or professional, and take proactive steps to initiate positive change and transformation. So on this Mindful Monday, start the week with intention by practicing mindfulness. Dedicate time to quiet reflection, meditation, or yoga to center yourself and set positive intentions for the rest of Global Holistic Wealth Week. So on day one of Global Holistic Wealth Week, it's Mindful Monday. You can write that down if you have a pen handy or if you're on your phone. And you're starting the week with intention by practicing mindfulness. Dedicate the time to quiet reflection, meditation, or yoga to center yourself and to set positive intention for the weeks and for the days ahead. And so for the rest of Global Holistic Wealth Week, set positive intentions for the days ahead. Write down all the positive intentions and how you're going to carry out this week with intentionality. You know, I often say that holistic wealth is intentional by design. So we're starting off the week with intention to get us through Global Holistic Wealth Week with an intentional and positive frame of mind. So day two is Transformation Tuesday. You can write that down. It's Transformation Tuesday. Transformation Tuesday does fall on Global Holistic Wealth Day. I think it's a great day to have Transformation Tuesday, because on Global Holistic Wealth Day, we're setting the gears in motion for transformation. And Global Holistic Wealth Day is a great day for Transformation Tuesday. Identify one area of your life where you'd like to see growth or improvement, whether it's personal or professional development. Take proactive steps to initiate positive change and transformation. And because Global Holistic Wealth Day is Transformation Tuesday, when you set that positive change, or when you take the steps to initiate those positive changes where you want to see growth or improvement in your life, please, on Global Holistic Wealth Day, which is Transformation Tuesday, get on social media, tell us about it, tag us. Tell us about what you're doing on Global Holistic Wealth Day for Transformation Tuesday, and to set the wheels and the gears in motion for transformation in your life. Whether you're getting over a setback, whether you've lost a loved one, lost a job, whether you've had any form of disappointments, Transformation Tuesday can be that day where you set the motion, the gears in motion, to have transformation change, transformative change in your life. And we want to hear about it so much. So use the hashtag Global Holistic Wealth Week, Global Holistic Wealth Day, and tell us about it. And tag us if you can. We're on social media. We have social media accounts for Global Holistic Wealth Day. So tag us and tell us on Global Holistic Wealth Day how your Transformation Tuesday is going. So that's day two of Global Holistic Wealth Week. For day three, we're focusing on Wellness Wednesday. So for day three of Global Holistic Wealth Week, we're focusing on Wellness Wednesday. So on Wellness Wednesday, prioritize your physical health by nourishing your body with nutritious foods, staying hydrated, and engaging in regular exercise. Consider trying out a new fitness regime, whether it's a new fitness class or cooking a healthy meal from scratch. And that's Wellness Wednesday. And so we're going to use Wellness Wednesday in Global Holistic Wealth Week for self-care and for nourishing our bodies. Mindful eating, mindful nutrition, hydrating our bodies, getting enough water, getting rest, getting enough sleep, and you can use Wellness Wednesday to try something new, whether it's cooking a healthy meal that you've never tried before, engaging in a fitness activity you've never tried before, and all of this can be done at home. But for Wellness Wednesday, the gist of it is that we're prioritizing our physical health by nourishing our bodies with nutritious foods and staying hydrated and with regular exercise. So day 4 of Global Holistic Wealth Week, Gratitude Thursday. And gratitude is such an important part of holistic wealth. And if you have the book, you can go to those chapters on gratitude, the chapter on grit, the chapter on spiritual self-renewal. Those chapters help us to channel gratitude in a transformative way. So day 4 of Global Holistic Wealth Week is Gratitude Thursday. And we're going to cultivate an attitude of gratitude by reflecting on the blessings in our lives. So take time to express appreciation for the people, experiences, opportunities that bring you joy and fulfillment. And you can absolutely, throughout Global Holistic Wealth Week and for Gratitude Thursday, let's use Gratitude Thursday to get on social media and to call out those people in our lives, whether it's your family, whether it's your spouse, whoever it is, a mentor, someone at work who supported you, someone in your personal life, that special friend that went above and beyond, or even that friend that you haven't heard from, or even that person that lent you a helping hand in a time of need. Let's do Gratitude Thursday large, because you know what? Holistic wealth transcends religion. It transcends culture. It is a global movement, and we don't care what creed, what background, everyone can participate. We can all do this as human beings, do this to drive humanity forward. It does not matter what religion, what background, what political affiliation. This is a movement that's driven by a holistic wealth generation that knows what it means to reach across different backgrounds, to embrace no matter what our differences are. So Gratitude Thursday is all about that. And gratitude is a central part of holistic wealth. Day 5. So day 5 of Global Holistic Wealth Week is Financial Freedom Friday. Financial Freedom Friday. And during Financial Freedom Friday, we're taking charge of our financial well-being by reviewing our budget, setting savings goals, or exploring new opportunities for generating additional income, whether it's a side hustle or whether it's just exploring what you want to do in terms of your income, whether it's planning for your retirement, looking long terms, whether you're starting that holistic wealth portfolio that I think everyone should have, whether it's sitting down with your spouse and having a money date night. Consider consulting with the Institute on Holistic Wealth to see how we can help you, because there's so many ways we can help at the Institute. And Financial Freedom Friday is a critical part of Global Holistic Wealth Week. And we're going into Soulful Saturday, which is day 6 of Global Holistic Wealth Week. And we're nurturing our spiritual side by engaging in activities that bring peace and connection. So whether it's spending time in nature, practicing mindfulness, or doing your own prayer practice, find ways to feed your soul as we lead in to the very last day of Global Holistic Wealth Week. And I think the Soulful Saturday really lends itself for preparing our hearts and minds for Self-Care Sunday, which is the final day of Global Holistic Wealth Week. And if you want to carry on, depending on your background or your culture or wherever you are celebrating around the world, carry on Soulful Saturday into Soulful Sunday and Self-Care Sunday. So we combine those. So if you normally attend a religious practice or a spiritual service or church on Sunday, do that and combine it with Self-Care Sunday and wrap up the week by prioritizing self-care and relaxation. So treat yourself and indulge on the final day of Global Holistic Wealth Week, whether it's spending time with loved ones or it's indulging in a favorite hobby, you're going to take time for self-care. And Self-Care Sunday is such an important way to wrap up Global Holistic Wealth Week, so you're not wrapping up Global Holistic Wealth Week, you know, feeling stressed. You're wrapping up Global Holistic Wealth Week with nourishing yourself, with self-care, and with spiritual self-renewal. And whether it's prayer, yoga, a spiritual practice, finding a holistic wealth retreat within your home space, it's very important to create that quiet time to rejuvenate, to start a new week. And so taking care of yourself is essential to holistic well-being. And so this week of activities for Global Holistic Wealth Week is indeed a special time for transformation, for rejuvenation. And so as we go into Global Holistic Wealth Day tomorrow, such a huge day, April 9th, such a huge day, please participate. Share this episode with at least 3 people. Leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Use the hashtag throughout the week. Tell people how you're celebrating. We need to drive this forward. This is so critical for humanity and for healing. Thank you for joining us this week for the kickoff of Global Holistic Wealth Week. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for our special episode for Global Holistic Wealth Day as we explore more ways to nurture abundance in our lives. And remember that the journey to holistic wealth begins with just a simple step. And on the Global Holistic Wealth Day website, there's a quote right at the top that says, on Global Holistic Wealth Day, and I could say this for Global Holistic Wealth Week, do at least one thing that adds to your holistic wealth bank account. So take that step with us. Join this movement. Let's carry this movement forward. And let's spread the word about this worthy week, Global Holistic Wealth Week and Global Holistic Wealth Day. Have a great week, everyone. Have a great Global Holistic Wealth Week. However you decide to celebrate in your own lives, this will be impactful. It's transformative. It will increase your feeling of mental, physical, spiritual well-being, as well as your financial well-being. Just taking these positive steps in the right direction, you're setting the wheels of motion in your life for living a holistically wealthy lifestyle. Now, if you want to become a Global Holistic Wealth Day ambassador, there's a form on the Global Holistic Wealth Day website. Just go on that form, fill it out, send it to us, and we'll get in touch with you. Happy Global Holistic Wealth, everyone. Love you.
The Holistic Wealth Podcast with Keisha Blair is brought to you by... Have you joined the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Choose your membership plan at the Institute on Holistic Wealth /memberships to join. As a member, you'll get access to free worksheets, advice, coaching, and an intentional design workshop. As you start to live a more holistically wealthy lifestyle, you'll want to stay for a very long time. So go to Institute on Holistic Wealth /memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning best-selling Holistic Wealth 36 Life Lessons to help you recover from disruption, find your life purpose, and achieve financial freedom.